愿大家平安。
Peace be with everyone.
请我们来看诗篇的十六篇。
Let's all turn to Psalm chapter 16.
诗篇十六篇的十一节。
Psalm chapter 16, verse 11.
你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你的右手中有永远的福乐。
Verse 11. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
这个是大卫写的诗。
And this is a psalm written by David.
我们知道大卫的一生经历过很多不同的环境。
And we know that in the span of David's life, he encountered many different circumstances.
他做过牧羊的人。
He was a shepherd.
他打过狮子。
He killed wolves.
那他也被扫罗追杀。
And he was also pursued after by Saul.
他也做过王。
He was also a king.
他也犯过很严重的罪。
He also committed very severe sin.
他也在神面前撕裂心肠悔改。
He also wholeheartedly repented before God.
他也体会到神的同在。
And he also felt the abidance of God.
所以大卫在写这篇诗篇不只是一种理论上。他是实际上在生活的一种感受。
And so for David to write this psalm, it is not only in theory, but it is something he experienced firsthand.
那在十一节，这可以说是这篇的结论。
And we can say verse 11 is the conclusion of this chapter.
说你要将生命的道指示我。
That you will show me the path of life.
到底我们一生要怎么来生活？
And so exactly how should we live our life?
可能我们很少去想这个问题。
Maybe we don't ponder upon this question very often.
但是我们仔细看到每一个人生活的内容不太一样。
But if we think about it, the content of everyone's life is different.
也就是说每一个人有他一套生活的方式。
That everyone has a different lifestyle.
那我们常常就想，那到底我要怎么来生活？
And so the question is, how should I live?
因为神给我们每一个人有几十年的时间。
Because God has given us a lifetime of decades.
那我们要怎么生活，这是我们自己可以决定的。
And how we spend our lives is up to us.
那到底我们要怎么来生活？
So how exactly should we live?
那在十一节说，对大卫来讲，他说神要将生命的或者生活的方式来指示我们。
And here in verse 11 says, God will show us the path of life.
可见一个相信有神的人他的生活方式应该是要求神来指引。
And so for someone who believes in God, we need to ask God for the direction of our life.
从圣经看起来生活方式可以分作两种。
And from the Bible, we can see that there are two ways to live our lives.
一种是以人为本的。
One is to live our lives according to man.
一种是以神为本的。
And the other is to center our lives around God.
所以你看这个世界上大部分在我们周围的同事、朋友、邻居，他们的生活都是没有神的。
And we can see in our lives that the people around us, our neighbors, our coworkers, and our friends, that they have no God in their life.
所以我们的生活方式不能够从外面照抄。
And so we cannot copy our lifestyles from the outside world.
甚至我们的生活方式也不应该完全遵照我们父母的方式。我们的生活方式也不应该完全照我们父母的方式去学。
And so our lifestyles also should not be a direct copy of our parents.
我们应该从圣经去了解来发展出我们一套自己的生活方式。
And we should learn from the Bible to develop our own lifestyle.
那什么样的生活最好呢？
So what is the best lifestyle for us?
这个十一节有一个结论。
And verse 11 has a conclusion.
说在你面前有满足的喜乐。
That in your presence is fullness of joy.
如果一个生活方式会带领我们到神的面前。
And if there is a lifestyle that brings us to the presence of God.
这个生活方式就是最好的。
And this is the best lifestyle.
但是如果一个生活方式会影响我们到神面前来。
And if there is a lifestyle that prevents us from coming before God,
那这个生活方式就不是最好的。
Then this lifestyle is not the best.
一个生活方式会帮助我们服侍神。
If there's a lifestyle that helps us serve God,
这个生活方式就是好的。
This is a good lifestyle.
那如果一个生活方式会影响我们服侍神。
But if there is a lifestyle that prevents us from serving God,
这就不是最好的生活方式。
This is not the best lifestyle.
所以这种的考虑啊，就是以神为根本的考虑。
And so this kind of lifestyle is one that is centered around God.
这是我们做基督徒应该不断的去思想，不断的自我调整的。
And this is as our duty as a Christian, how to ponder upon and to meditate upon these things.
所以主耶稣说，如果你要做我的门徒。
And Jesus says, if you want to be my disciple,
第一个你要舍己。
That first is you must sacrifice.
第二个你要背十字架。
And the second, you must bear up the cross.
第三个你才来跟从我。
And then the third, you can follow after me.
没有舍己，我没有办法跟从耶稣。
Without sacrifice, we cannot follow after Jesus.
那什么叫做舍己？
And what does it mean to sacrifice?
就是我们本来有我们自己喜欢的生活方式。
It means that we originally have our own lifestyle of choice.
哦。那我们自己的生活方式有时候并不是以神为中心的。
But sometimes this lifestyle of choice does not center around God.
有的是以职业为中心的。
Some is centered around our career.
有的是以我们个人的嗜好为中心的。
And others are what we like.
有的是以朋友为中心的。
Others revolve around our friends.
有的是以嗜好为中心的。
And others around the world.
嗜好 hobby.
Oh, hobbies.
不一定是以神为中心的。
Does not necessarily revolve around God.
那今天我们要做耶稣的门徒。
And so today, to be a disciple of God,
要舍掉我们自己的喜好。
We must sacrifice the things that we want.
那跟着耶稣。
And to follow Jesus.
什么是跟着耶稣？
And what does it mean to follow Jesus?
就是跟着主耶稣要我们的那一种生活方式。
And it is to follow the lifestyle that Jesus desires for us.
那如果我们的生活方式会引导我们到神面前呢？
And if there is a lifestyle that prevents us from coming before God,
这里说就有满足的喜乐。
And if there is a lifestyle that brings us to God, there is a fullness of joy.
还有永远的福乐。
And there are pleasures forevermore.
所以如果我们信耶稣哦，生活没有喜乐，或者生活中没有福乐。
And so if there is not, if we believe in Christ and yet we do not have any joy or pleasure,
这可能我们的生活方式有问题。
Then maybe there is something wrong with our lifestyle.
我们应该要从生活方式去调整。
That we must adjust our lifestyle.
那调整生活方式刚刚开始当然是痛苦的。
And of course, adjustments and changes are not very easy.
但是调整的结果就是满足的喜乐，永远的福乐。
But the result of change can cause us fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore.
但是如果我们不愿意调整我们的生活方式，
But if we are not willing to change our lifestyle,
不以神为中心，
And if we do not center our lives around God,
可能有短暂的一种满足，
There might be a temporary joy.
但是满足哈，
fulfillment.
但是结果是痛苦的。
But the result will be sorrow.
所以我们看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
诗篇十六篇的第四节。
Psalm chapter 16, verse 4.
这里说以别的代替神的，他的愁苦必增加。
And here it says, their sorrow shall be multiplied who hasten after another God.
我们知道我们信主，我们唯一的最重要的一位就是我们的神。
We know as Christians that the most important thing in our life should be God.
那以别的来代替这一位神的，他到最后的愁苦会增加。
That anyone who hastens after another God, their sorrow shall be multiplied.
所以我们先来看第一节哈。
And here let's look at verse 1.
那我们就知道为什么说没有以神为中心或者愁苦会增加。
And we will find out why if those who hasten after another God shall have their sorrows multiplied.
第一节说神啊 求你保佑我因为我投靠你。
Verse 1 says, Preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust.
这里说英文说 in you I put my trust, 就是说我把我的信任我的交托给你了。
And here it says, In you I put my trust.
这是我们生活的一个很重要的方式。
And this is an important aspect of our life.
有时候我们做过父母都知道这个小孩子在哭的时候。
As parents, we know that when our children cry,
谁弄都不会停了。
Whoever tries to help, it will not help the situation.
但是这个小孩子一要父母特别是母亲一抱在怀里面那哭就停止了。
But when a parent, especially when the mother carries the child in her bosom, the crying will stop.
那个小孩子头脑他并不是很发达。
even though the child's brain is not fully developed.
但是从他的经验里面啊，他可以感受到父母给他有安全感。
But from his experience, he can feel a sense of security from his parents.
当他不舒服的时候，他会哭。
When he is ill, he will cry.
但是父母的爱就照顾他。
But his parents' love helps him, protects him.
所以这个小孩子在哭的时候唯一能够让他安静，大概是父母。
When a child cries, the only one who can comfort them is their parents.
好，那我们知道，我们在这个世界当父母的，我们能力也是很有限。
We know as parents in this world that our capabilities are very limited.
有很多时候小孩子的问题我们没有办法解决。
There are problems for our children that we cannot solve for them.
但是我们有一个父，他比我们更伟大。
But we have a father that is greater than us.
他爱我们，超过我们父母爱我们。
And he loves us greater than our parents love us.
他的能力比我们父母还大。
And his power is greater than our parents.
所以他愿意帮助我们。
And so he is willing to help us.
因此一个最好的生活方式就是投靠神。
And so one lifestyle is to trust in God.
我们知道投靠神的人圣经说好像树栽在水旁。
And we know that someone who relies on God is like a tree planted by the stream.
那个根你看不见，但是那最深处那个根是扎在水旁。
And even though we cannot see the roots are firmly by the water.
所以一个真的投靠神的人，他的心是跟神连在一起的。
And so someone who relies on God, his heart is with God.
因着这个外面的环境改变不容易改变这个人。
And so even though the environment around him is changing, it does not change him.
所以一个投靠神的人，他是一个很安静的人。
And so someone who relies on God is a peaceful person.
不容易被外在的环境改变。
He cannot be changed by his environment.
这是一种非常重要的体验。
And this is a very important experience.
我们很容易受到外面就改变了。
We often are very influenced by our environment.
因为我们本身很有限。
Because we are very limited ourselves.
所以我们外面的环境改变，我们会害怕。
Because when our environment changes around us, we become very afraid.
怕我们没有办法能力去应付这些改变。
Because we are worried that we are not able to adjust to these to these changes.
这些改变包括我们的职业，包括我们的身体。
And these changes involve our bodies or our careers.
或者这些改变包括我们的环境。
Or it also encompasses our environment.
那我们投靠神呢？到最后我们知道神会带领我们。
And when we rely on God, we know that God will guide us.
所以有一种赞美是说，我知道谁掌管明天呢？
There's a hymn says, I know who holds tomorrow.
所以我不怕。
So therefore I will not be afraid.
所以我们这个信主的人就是在生活当中需要有这个经验。
And so for us who believe in Christ, we need to have this experience.
我的女儿从台湾回来以后，过不久她就跑到去东部参加两个礼拜的 NYTS.
When my daughter returned back from Taiwan, she went to the East Coast to attend 2 weeks of NYTS.
那个时候她还没有找到房子。
First, she did not find a place to live.
两个礼拜过了以后。
And after 2 weeks.
接下来一个礼拜她又带一些青年没有去过东部的，到处去走走，做导游。
And she took some of the youth who had never been to the East Coast around to visit places.
那下个礼拜又是教会的学生灵会，又在那里帮忙。
And the following week was the student spiritual convocation for her to help at.
但是已经快开学了。
But it was almost time for school to start.
学校人很多，她没有找到房子。
And there are so many people on campus, but it's hard to find a place.
等她教会工作做完，要打个电话，那个好房子都被人订光了。
But after all the events going on in church, whenever she called, all the places were gone.
就在灵恩会礼拜天晚，在礼拜一她晚上就看到一个广告。
And then after the spiritual convocation on the Monday, she saw a commercial.
就那礼拜一晚上才出来。
It had just come out on that Monday.
她看了以后，她就来约礼拜二早上去看。
And so she made an appointment to go look at it on Tuesday morning.
结果她是找到一间房子。
And then she found an apartment to live in.
这价钱最便宜。
And it was a very cheap rent.
但是她的条件比她以前所看过的都最好。
But it was better than her standards.
所以在这个很年轻的这个心里面有这种体验。
And so for the youth to have this kind of experience.
就真的我们投靠神，把神的事情放在前面，真的神会带领祝福。
And if we rely on God and put the things of God first in our lives, He will take care of us.
那这个对以后我们一生的生活会很有帮助。
And this will help us throughout our lives.
因为我们常常忧虑生活太多，但是忧虑我们神的事情太少。
Because too often we are anxious about the things of our lives, but not about the things of God.
把忧虑放在自己的手里来，自己要控制解决太多。
We take our own anxieties into our own hands and we try to control too much.
但是把忧虑交托给神，求神来带领，太少。
And too often we do not, or too little, we do not give our anxieties to God.
所以生活没有喜乐。
And so in our lives we do not have much joy.
但如果我们懂得投靠神。
But if we understand how to rely on God.
每一次我们看到神在带领，帮我们解决我们的问题，我们心里充满着感动。
And every time we see that God is guiding us and protecting us, our hearts will be touched.
啊，神原来是活的。
And then we know that God is living.
而且神很爱我。
That God loves us.
那我们这个信仰就会很活泼。
Then our faith will be living and active.
我们的神不是一种理论，是可以体验的。
That our God is not just a theory, but we can experience it for ourselves.
所以第一个，我们的生活方式应该是过一个投靠神的生活方式。
And so our lifestyle should be one that relies on God.
那这是我们要操练的一点。
And this is something we must train ourselves.
我记得有一个工人到非洲去访问。
I remember when a holy worker went to Africa to visit.
结果在睡觉的楼下着火了。
And when they were sleeping in the basement, there was a fire.
他睡在二楼啊，一楼着火了。
When he was staying on the second floor, there was a fire on the first floor.
结果他就发现另外一个工人啊都不会惊慌。
And he realized another holy worker would not be worried.
为什么？
Why not?
就这个心里面呢，我们对神有投靠。
Because in his heart he relied on God.
那对神有投靠，你就知道神在掌管。
And when you rely on God, you know that God is taking care of you.
我们就不会害怕。
Then you shall not fear.
任何环境你不会惊慌。
And any environment you should not be afraid.
这真的是我们生活中一个很重要的一种体验。
And this is a very important experience in our lives.
我们看第二节。
Now let's look at verse 2.
我的心啊，你曾对神说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
Verse 2 says, O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord. My goodness is nothing apart from you.
什么叫做主？
What does it mean, Lord?
这个大卫说，你曾对神说，你是我的主。
And here David says, O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord.
我们对神说，你是我的主。
That you say to God, you are my Lord.
我记得有一个工人一直在强调，我们称耶稣不能只是耶稣耶稣，应该有一个主耶稣。
And there was a holy worker who encouraged that we should not just refer to Jesus as Jesus, but rather as Lord Jesus.
我到美国来有一件事情我很难接受。
When I first came to the United States, there was something that was very difficult for me to accept.
子女叫父亲是叫名字的。
That the children would call their parents by name.
然后那个女婿叫自己的岳父岳母也是叫名字的。
That the sons and daughters-in-law would call their parents-in-law by name also.
这个我到现在还没有办法接受。
And this for me is something very difficult to accept even now.
但是圣经里面讲啊，说耶稣为什么我们要前面加一个主？
And in the Bible tells us why we should add Lord in front of Jesus.
这个就是一种尊重。
This is a sign of respect.
但是我们对神最重要的尊重不只是口头上。
But the utmost respect towards God is not just with lip service.
而是真的在生活上尊重神。
But it is in our lives that we respect God.
这是我们生活方式里面很重要的一部分。
And this is something very important in our lives.
也就是我们所做的每一件事情。
That in everything we do.
我们都要求问神。
That we have to ask God.
神啊，你要我怎么做？
God, what do you want me to do?
那这样这种生活才是真的尊神伟大的生活。
And then this life would truly be one that is centered around God.
我们每一个重要的决定都要想怎么做神会喜欢。
And all our major decisions will be asked whether it will please God.
我们要怎么做神的名会得到荣耀。
How should we do that we can glorify God's name?
这个叫做尊神为主。
And this is to put God as our highest priority.
但是实际上我们常常在做决定，根本神就不在里面。
But in reality, too often when we make decisions, we do not factor in God.
等我们决定完了，我们一再求神一直来成全。
And only after we make our decision, we ask God to make it complete.
好像神是我们的仆人。
As if God were our servant.
我们自己做决定，难道求神的成全呢？命令他。
That we make our own decisions when we ask God to complete it for us.
所以这里说，我曾对神说，你是我的主。
And here it says, you have said to the Lord, you are my God.
既然他是我的主，所以我是顺服神。
Therefore, because he is my Lord, therefore I will serve him.
因此我的好处不在神以外。
That my goodness is nothing apart from God.
也就是说离开神没有一件是好的。
That apart from God, that there is nothing good.
好的人生是以神为中心的。
A good lifestyle is one within God.
但是离开神了，没有一个生活到最后是好的。
Apart from God, there is not a good lifestyle.
所以我们不要随便羡慕别人的生活。
And so we should not admire anyone else's life.
特别是没有敬拜神的人。
Especially those who do not worship God.
不要羡慕他们的生活。
We should not admire their life.
一个人生活如果没有神，没有一个人的结果是好的。
If someone does not have God in their lives, there is not a good outcome in their life.
如果我们看圣经的两个老人。
If we look in the Bible, there are two old men.
一个所罗门。
One is Solomon.
一个是保罗。
And the other is Paul.
所罗门拥有的就是我们现在在追求的。
Solomon has what we are all pursuing after.
他很聪明。
He was very wise.
如果现在来读书，他不晓得可以读几个学位。
If he were studying today, we do not know how many PhDs he would have.
他很富有。
He was very rich.
金银满房子。
He was very abundant in gold and silver.
地位很高。
He had great status.
很多人崇拜他。
And many people admired him.
他很享受。
He lived a life of luxury.
他住的房子是十几年盖的。
He lived in a house that so many people built for him.
是好用十几年才盖起。
It took decades to build for him.
但是关键是所罗门的生活里面没有神。
But in Solomon's heart, there was not God.
所以活到最后，他对人生的结论就是空的。
And so what was his conclusion of life is that it was all meaningless.
空就是没有意义啊 ，vanity.
It was all vanity.
所以我们值得羡慕这样的生活吗？
Do we all admire this kind of lifestyle?
不值得羡慕。
It is not worthy to be admired.
所以我们不要看我们周围的亲戚朋友、我们的邻居的生活方式，就要照抄。
And so therefore we should not try to imitate the lifestyles of our neighbors and our relatives or our
friends. 如果他的生活是没有神，那个是不好的。
If their lives do not have God in them, it is not a good lifestyle.
那我们的生活有什么不同呢?
And so what differences are there in our lifestyles?
我们要读书啊。
We also have to study.
我们要赚钱啊。
We also have to earn money.
那怎么让我们的生活不会离开神？
How can we have a lifestyle that does not depart from God?
就是我们所做的都要跟神连在一起。
That whatever we do, we must be close to God.
比方说我们能够受好的教育，这是神的恩典。
For us to receive a good education, this is a gift from God.
但是如果我们用这个好的教育当作工具来服侍神。
If we use this good education as a tool to serve God.
那我们的教育就有意义。
Then our education has purpose.
有一个慕道者到教会来慕道。
There was a truth seeker in church.
有个信徒告诉我，他说他是哈佛大学毕业的。
A member told me he is a graduate of Harvard.
我看到这个慕道朋友已经六十几岁了。
And I saw this truth seeker who was 60 years old.
哈佛不哈佛有什么？有什么不同？
What's the difference between Harvard or not Harvard?
人在年纪轻的时候很注重学历。
People are young, they often put emphasis on education.
但是如果不是为着神，你什么样学校毕业到年老都一样，没有用。
But if it is not for God, then no matter what kind of education they have, when they get older, it is all vanity.
有时候我们听一些老人在讲过去的经验，他是哪一个公司的董事长、总经理，我们想看看他又怎么样。
And if we hear about some older people who talk about their life when they were a manager or some high position in some high profile company,
那个是过去的。
That was all in the past.
那现在又怎么样？
What difference does it make now?
你再往前看，你的将来又怎么样？
When you look ahead, what is there for you in your life?
所以我们的人生如果要好，每一件事情要跟神连上关系。
And so for us, if we want anything good in our lives, we must follow after God.
如果神给我们有钱。
If God gives us money,
我们要把这个钱跟神连在一起。
We must associate this money with God.
那这个钱就变得很有意义。
And then this money will be meaningful.
如果神让我们世界上很有成就。
If this money allows us to have great, if God gives us great success in this world,
那我们要用这个成就跟神连上关系。
We must associate, give this success to God.
借着我们的成就让神得到荣耀。
So that God will be glorified.
所以这里说我的好处不在你以外。
And so here it says, my goodness is nothing apart from you.
真的离开神没有一样是好的。
That apart from God, there is nothing good.
要超越人生的不好，只有一个方法，就是要在神里面来生活。
And so the only way to transcend all the bad of this world is to live a life of God.
好，我看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
所以别的神代替神的，他们愁苦要增加。
Their sorrow shall be multiplied who hasten after another God.
确实，我们活的一辈子，到最后我们要怎么样来收获，这跟我们生活方式有关系。
After we live a life, how we will reap our life has to do with how we live our lives.
离开神，愁苦就会增加。
That apart from God, our sorrow shall be multiplied.
这个愁苦有几方面呢？
And there are many ways to have sorrow.
当然第一个愁苦就是从肉体来的。
Of course, the first kind of sorrow is from our physical flesh.
那第二个愁苦就是从心灵来的。
And the second kind of sorrow is from our heart.
那第三个愁苦是从属灵来的。
And the third sorrow comes from the spiritual.
如果我们的生活离开神，
if our life departs from God,
没有以神为中心，
and we do not center our lives around God.
那有时候我们现在在养小孩子，养到年纪大，小孩子不要父母。
Oftentimes nowadays, when parents raise children, their children grow up and abandon their parents.
这个在美国是事实啊。
This is a reality in the United States.
所以我们现在一直想要多生几个孩子，但是。如果他们没有信仰，将来我们大了，可能他就不要我们。
Oftentimes now we think about how many kids we should have, but if after they grow up they do not have a faith, then they will abandon us.
这很孤单的，这是很痛苦的。
And this is a very sorrowful thing.
所以你看那个老人院里面好多老人，谁来看他们
？And if we look in the nursing home, we see how many elderly people they are who has no one to visit them.
所以，但是如果我们这下一代懂得敬畏神。
But if the next generation knows how to honor God,
有神的爱
and they have the love of God,
在我们年纪大的时候带给我们安慰
that when we grow older, they will bring us great comfort.
那如果我们没有神
but if we do not have God,
有时候家庭乱糟糟的
our family will be a mess.
这是心灵一种痛苦
and this is a kind of a sorrow of the heart.
物质生活没有缺乏，家庭乱糟糟。
Even though we lack nothing, but our family will be a mess.
但是如果每一个人敬畏神，
but if everyone in the family honors God,
这个家庭会让我们得到安慰。
Then this family will bring us comfort.
所以我们怎么生活方式，我们一定要好好想，这样生活方式会带来什么结果。
And any kind of lifestyle we want to live, we have to think about what it will bring us.
那有的是生活水准很高。
There are some people who have very high standards for their lives.
到最后家庭搞到离婚。
Although ultimately their lives end up in divorce.
因为大家很忙事业，夫妻破裂。
Because everyone is so busy with their careers that it breaks up marriage.
这个也是愁苦。
And this is also a sorrow.
那为什么会这样？因为没有以神为中心。
And why is this? Because they have not centered their lives around God.
所以不是以神为中心，到最后带来是愁苦。
And for those who do not center their lives around God, in the end, their results will be sorrow.
那这个愁苦还有一种是灵里面的愁苦。
And there's another kind of sorrow, which is the spiritual sorrow.
如果我们很注重属灵，
if we emphasize greatly on the spiritual,
你道理很了解，
and you understand the truth,
你知道人生最痛苦的是什么？
And you know what is the most painful thing in life?
就是我们的下一代不爱我们所爱的神。
Is that the next generation does not love the God that we love.
而发现在家里面我们的下一代不懂得讲神的话。
And to see the next generation, they do not know how to speak the words of God.
讲的都是世界的事情。
That all they speak of are things of the world.
那是何等的孤单。
And this is all vanity.
孤单啊， lonely.
Lonely.
他们可能很孝顺。
Even though they might be obedient.
物质可能很丰富。
They might be very luxurious.
但是我们很清楚，一个人如果没有神，结果是怎样？我们很清楚。
Even though they are not very clear about their lives, we are very clear.
所以我们看到，我们如果引导我们下一代到最后他没有神，这个结果是很痛苦的。
And if we see that our next generation has no God in them, then it is very sorrowful.
所以这里说，以别的来代替神的愁苦会增加。
And here it says, their sorrow shall be multiplied who hasten after another God.
我们看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5. 说
神是我的产业，是我杯中的份，我所得的你为我持守。
And verse 5 says, O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot.
这里说神是我的财产。
And here it says, O Lord, you are my inheritance.
你在北区湾区这个地方有一块土地，这就富有了。
If you have a plot of land in this area, then you will be very rich.
但是有时候你拼的一生连一块一个房子也赚不起来。
And some people, they work an entire life and they cannot buy a house.
但是信仰是叫我们富足的。
But here, the spiritual brings us great abundance.
是灵里面的富足。
It is a spiritual abundance.
所以说神是我的财产。
And here it says, O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance.
第六节
Verse 6.
用神量给我的地界坐在佳美之处，我的产业实在美好。
The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance.
主耶稣是丰富的。
That Jesus is very abundant.
神要叫我们在信仰上富足。
That God wants us to be very fulfilled in our lives.
主耶稣来世界上带给我们充充满满有恩典有真理。
That Jesus came into this world abundant with truth and spirit.
所以这种心灵的富足会让我们生活很自由。
And so for this spirit to be fulfilled, that allows us to live a life of freedom.
我们可以享受神给我们很多外在的事情，但是你不会依靠它。
And we know that God can give us many things from the outside, but we do not rely upon them.
如果有电视有什么好节目看看，你没有电视也没有关系。
Sometimes we have TVs and there are shows that we watch, but if we do not have a TV, it is still okay.
Yeah, 因为我们心很富足。
Because we feel satisfied in our heart.
我们不是依靠那个电视在活。
We do not live according to this TV.
所以有跟没有没有关系。
So whether we have it or not, it does not matter.
我们很自由。
We are free.
这个是信仰给我们一个好处。
And this is the benefit of faith.
但是我们仔细看我们现在生活，现在人拥有很多东西，到最后被很多东西控制了。
But if we look at this world, we see that we have many things, but we are controlled by all these things that we own.
就变成没有不可以，变成没有那些东西，你没有活不下去。
And so it's almost to the point where if we do not have these things, we cannot continue living.
现在网络带给人很多的方便。
And nowadays, the internet brings us many conveniences.
但是很多人被网络绑住，花好多时间。
But there are many people who are controlled by the internet.
但是如果我们信仰很富足。
But if we are abundant in our spiritual life.
我们做我们应该做的事，做完你就关掉了。
We will do what we need to do, and then we can shut off the internet.
不会被它绑住。
We are not bound by the internet.
因为我们真正的那个满足是在神里面。
Because our fulfillment is found in God.
如果有没有机会，我们到风景地方去玩玩，就感谢神。
If we have free time to go to a very beautiful place to have vacation, it's a wonderful thing.
但是如果我们没有机会，我们也不需要去哪里，我们也觉得活得很好。
But if we do not have the opportunity, it's still okay.
所以不一定每一年一定要假期到哪个地方去度假，你才生活才会过得很充足。
And so it's not absolutely necessary for us to go vacation someplace nice every year for us to live a fulfilling life.
那没有假期就表示生活缺乏什么。
And it should not be the point where we feel like if we do not have a vacation, we are missing something in our lives.
因为我们心里很富足，所以有很好感谢着，没有也没有关系。
Because in our heart we are very fulfilled, whether we have it or not, it makes no difference.
所以这个信仰本身如果我们一直操练到最后我们生命内在的生命很丰富，那我们就得到自由。
And so if we train our faith so that we are fulfilled in our hearts, then we will feel very happy.
所以信仰，我们绝对不是说受洗以后变成好像没事情做了。
And so it's not that after we are baptized, we have nothing to do.
所以有的人受洗完好像下一步要做什么，没事情做。
Some people after they are baptized, they feel like there's nothing else left to do.
其实信仰有很丰富的内容可以追求。
But actually in our faith, there are many things that can be pursued after.
神给我们的产业是好的。
That the inheritance that God gives us is good.
它是我们杯中的福分。
That he is our portion of our inheritance and our
cup. 我们的生活方式就是要持守这个神给我们这个财产。
And our lifestyle should be one to pursue after the inheritance of God.
我们看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
我将神摆在我的面前。
I have set the Lord always before me.
因为他在我右边，我便不至于动摇。
Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved.
我们的生活就是常常把神摆在我面前。
Our lifestyle should be one that we constantly put God before us.
那是什么意思？
What does that mean?
就是常常要提醒神是在我们中间的。
That we have to be constantly reminded that God is in the midst of us.
所以啊，我们做每一件事情，我们都在想啊，神要我们怎么做。
That in everything we do, we constantly ask ourselves what God wants us to do.
啊，所以有时候我们在教会里面，好像在开信徒大会。
Oftentimes in church, when we have our general church congregation meeting,
有的教会我们觉得很感谢神。
Sometimes when you go to some churches, you thank God.
啊，开信徒大会大家都有敬畏神的心。
That in the meeting, everyone has a heart that reveres God.
因为我们是奉主耶稣圣名在开会。
Because you have the meeting in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以大家就想，我怎么做对教会最好？
And so everyone is thinking, how should I act that is beneficial to the church?
这个就是把神摆在我们面前。
And so this is what it means to put God always before us.
但是有时候我们看到一些教会啊，在开会中好像神不在中间了。
And sometimes you see churches where they have meetings and you feel like God is not in the midst of them.
那神不在中间就是人为主啊。
And if God is not put in the middle of them, then they center their lives around man.
那开完会问题比以前更多。
So that after meetings, they have more problems than before they started the meeting.
所以我们的生活方式就是要把神摆在我们的面前。
And so our lifestyle should have us set the Lord always before us.
常常想怎么做让神得到最神的教会得到最大的好处。
That we are constantly meditating how we can put God first or what can benefit the church.
怎么做让神的旨意可以完全。
How can we act so that the will of God can be done.
摆在我面前就是表示尊重神。
That we to be set before us means that we revere God.
那如果这样做我们就不至于动摇。
And if we do these things, we shall not be moved.
是非常的稳固。
We are very secure and stable.
有时候我们常常在想我们过着一天的生活，好像常常忘记了神。
Oftentimes we think about in our daily lives, we forget about God.
其实每一个时刻我们都要思想神。
But in actuality, every moment of our lives, we should be constantly thinking about God.
也很多的时候我们都要求问神。
And many times we always have to ask God.
神啊，你要我怎么做？
God, what do you want me to do?
常常把他摆在我们面前。
That we should set him before us.
那这样我们就不至于动摇，所以这个人会很平稳。
That we shall not be moved, but rather we are secure.
所以一个人如果常常情绪上起伏很大常常是因为没有神。
And oftentimes, if our desires overwhelm us, then it means that we do not have God.
那有神同在，我们这个人会很平稳。
But if we have God with us, then we will be very stable.
所以这是一种很重要的操练。
And this is a very important training.
所以第九节说，因此我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住。
Verse 9 says, Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope.
第十节
Verse 10.
因为你不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
Verse 10. For you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption.
什么叫做你的圣者见朽坏？
That what does it mean that you will not allow your Holy One to see corruption?
我们死的埋在在地里面身体烂掉了就朽坏了。
Corruption is when you are dead and you're buried and your body is rotting.
所以这个第十节是讲什么？
And so what is verse 10 talking about?
神不将我们的灵魂撇在阴间。
That God will not leave our souls in hell.
神不叫他的圣者见朽坏。
Nor will he allow his holy one to see corruption.
就是表示我们的盼望。
It is our hope.
我们一个有信仰的人有一个盼望。
For those with faith, we have a hope.
这个盼望是超越今生的盼望。
That this hope transcends all these things.
就是神不会叫我们见朽坏。
That God will not allow us to see corruption.
那明明死的烂掉了，为什么不叫你的圣者见朽坏呢？
And even though we are dead and our bodies are deteriorating, how can we not see corruption?
死人要再复活。
Because we shall see resurrection.
不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
That is how our Holy One will not see corruption.
那不将我灵魂撇在阴间。
That he will not leave our soul in Sheol.
那将来我们就要进到乐园。
That means we shall enter into the paradise.
所以有这种盼望，我们的心欢喜，我们的灵快乐。
And so to have this hope, our heart is glad and our glory rejoices.
有时候我到这个老人院里面去看，我会发现没有几个老人是很快乐。
Oftentimes when I go to a nursing home, I see that there are not too many elderly people who are very happy.
他们的可怜最重要就是没有盼望。
Their greatest pity is that they have no hope.
最近我遇到一个老姐妹。
Recently, I met an elderly sister.
九十几岁，她自己到教会来聚会。
She's 90 something years old, and she comes to church by herself.
她告诉我，我一直跟求主耶稣啊，让我赶快回天国。
And she always says, she always asks God that she can quickly return to heaven.
我就发现她这样讲的时候，我发现她人生有一个盼望。
And when she said this, I realized she has a hope in her life.
当然，到九十几岁，她说我没有病，我只是老化。
She just says that at 90 years old, she's not sick, but she's just aging.
好像一部车子已经老化，没有毛病，只是老化。
It's just like a car that is old, but not dead.
那老化就活得很辛苦。
But to be old is very difficult to continue living.
但是他有个盼望，说神啊，我求神让我早一点回去。他有个盼望，他要回去。
And so she has a hope that she can return to heaven.
那这个就是我们敬拜神啊，生活方式最后一个目的。
And so this is the final purpose in our worship of God.
一个人活到最后如果没有这个盼望，这是很可怕的。
If we live our life to the end and we do not have this hope, it is very frightening.
我们知道我们要结束了，但是你没有一个盼望说神要带我回去，这是很可怕的。
Because we know that the end is drawing near, yet we do not have a hope.
有一次聚完会要祷告。
And one time after service, we were having a prayer.
一个老弟兄写一个字条来。拿给领会的人。
There was an elderly brother who wrote a notice up to the servant, to the person who was giving the sermon.
请大家帮他祷告。我看那个纸条就很难讲啊。
After I saw the slip, it was a prayer request, and it was very difficult for me to announce.
因为我一般生病的人，这个纸条上来都求主帮助我，让我病得到医治。
Because usually for people who are sick, they will make a prayer request to ask them to be healed.
他那个纸条写说啊，请大家帮我祷告，让我早日回天家。
But his prayer request is that asking everyone to pray that he can quickly return to heaven.
我看到这个怎么宣布，我真的不晓得。
And I did not know how to make this announcement.
但是他真的有盼望。
But he really had a hope.
所以这个就是我们的生活方式到最后引导我们进度的那一点。
But this is the ultimate goal of our lifestyle to build up to this point.
不管你坐头等舱、经济舱，到最后你总要先终点都会到了，到了你要去哪里？
Regardless of whatever position or status we held in life, we will all reach that point where we have one final destination left.
基督徒，我们敬畏神，以神为中心，我们的盼望就是在神那里。
As Christians, we who worship God, our hope is in heaven.
所以，什么样的生活方式是最好的呢
？And so, what kind of lifestyle is best for us?
就是信托神的生活方式。
One that is relies on God.
就是。以神为中心的生活方式。
It is a lifestyle that centers around God.
就是常常把神摆在面前的生活。
It is a lifestyle that sets God always before us.
就是有盼望的生活方式。
And that is a lifestyle of hope.
这样我们就有满足的喜乐。
And there we will have great joy.
我们要安然居住。
And that we shall have great pleasure.
所以这是我们应该追求的。
And so this is a pursuit of ours.
来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
500首。
500.